The Torah Gdusha starts with base. The Torah Gdusha starts with base. Bereshis. Base is a bias. The Torah Gdusha wants to start using words. You have to feel like you go into a bias. Go into a bias. It says it's Bechina Bereshis. Bereshis. Hosainim, Amalek. Amalek is also Rashis. Rashis is going Amalek. He's Amalek, he's without the base. Rashis is going Amalek. Now there's the whole Vort of the Sitra, the Sitra Achim. Why did he say it's Hosainim and Purim? The whole Mekor, the whole Zach of all our signing that they make us try to learn Torah in an open where we don't feel we're biased. Rations going in Mamalek. We're not in the bias. And then Torah, like he says here, Mechal, we're not going to the bias. Without the Yira, without the Yira. Zoch is a shoslach of Mamalek, Derech, so you should go with Derech, and we're going to go to Shalom Echad, Ata Ebi Geb, and Loi Yari. Loi Yari Elikim. Loi Yari Elikim means that we don't feel only the Avodim and the Melech in the Hechal of the Malka, the Tzitha all the time from the king, the Sheikh, all the time from the king. The Amalek causes a Vodoyor of the king. The Torah is not my bias. The whole Tachlis of this English, the whole Tachlis of Mishkan and this English was very Yodea Hebetzal, Oisi is Shenever Ben Shemayim Oretz. What does that mean? It means that the Bais HaMikdash, the Mishkan, is a Bechin of Lan Torah. Every person in the Ben Shalom showed us a Musa. This is where you are when you're learning the Hebetzal Torah. This is where you are. You're doing the Chope. Otherwise, why did Betzal need to know Chope is Oisi? The Torah says, because Betzal is saying, this is what's happening. That's where the Oran was in the Bais HaMikdash. The Oran is the Torah, the Bais HaMikdash is the Machma Voida, the Torah. The Torah says that that's the base of Rishis, you're going into that bias. In other words, it goes more to Katif. Mam Torah says, Atim Tiri, Mam Lachas Koyne, Mam Goy Kodesh. Mam Torah says, Atim Tiri, Mam Lachas Koyne, Mam Goy Kodesh. In other words, Mam Torah became Koyne. How do you become Koyne? The Torah says, the Torah is Mengala. Every time we learn a word of Torah, where are we? With a coin, with a Bais HaMikdash. Torah is avoided in the Bais HaMikdash. So the very branch comes up, I'm giving you now Torah, that's the pshat. After Torah, you need a Bais HaMikdash. Because after Torah, and that's why it was Dafka always in the Mishkan, until it reached the Ramnuch of the Nachna. Because the Mishkan chapter goes with you, that's not the Torah, that's not he's going along. Torah is called Halicha. I'll take Halicha, the Halach. Torah is Halicha. Halicha is Torah, the Torah is a Mahalach. Torah is the fact that Torah is a Mahalach. So the person's reading is when he's in the Torah, there's a Mishkan around him walking with him. Shall we give him? There's a Mishkan around him walking with him. So when you go straight after Birchas HaTorah in the morning, comes Birchas Kohen, comes Birchas HaTorah, and the apostle says, Yivrech HaShem Yishmerech HaMal Keshe. I've discussed it before, but this oyer is a Mardik oyer, it's Meir, and that's the Nakuda. The Nakuda is that after Birchas HaTorah, and I have to realize you're going into the Bais HaMikdash. It's really Birchas HaTorah and Birchas Kohen, Yivrech HaShem Yishmerech HaMal, one next to the other. That's the so we start with Birchas Kohanim, Birchas Rishon, Birchas Torah, and Birchas Kohanim. So why was the first Bais HaMikdash destroyed? Al Shalei Birchu HaTorah Tchila. In other words, they were learning Torah without the makbil of Birchas Torah being a parallel to Birchas Kohanim. And the Hele Bach says, we discussed it before, the Bach says that they weren't learning Torah to be Misatzim with the Rav Shlomo. They weren't learning Torah to be in a Bais HaMikdash. So what do you need a Bais HaMikdash? So it's the Torah to clear in his Govah. Shalei Bach, the Torah Tchila, that's the reason to destroy the Bais HaMikdash. They're weak in Torah, and some people are a big Ovid Hashem, they daven all day, they learn less. Why should Shalei Bach, the Kibbutz, they want Machshiv Torah enough? So they always look at Avodah, they daven Langash Manesvus instead. But the Vault is, no, the Vault is, if you learn Torah properly, then you're in a Bais HaMikdash. So if you're not learning Torah properly, you're not walking into the Bais HaMikdash. You're not walking to the Bais HaMikdash. The Bais HaMikdash is there, and you're not walking into it. What do you need a Bais HaMikdash for? Why is the case up? So that's where the Oran, with the Torah Kodesh, and the Menorah was the Kalim that are the Merumas in Torah, is those Kalim, that's the Bais HaMikdash. That's the Bais HaMikdash. The Bais HaMikdash is the Torah. Everything centers around the Torah Kodesh. That's the bias. That's the bias. The bias of Rishis. Tomorrow the Kazakh. There's even a tiefer level of this. So there's a stack of the rice of our alma. So Bem is the oilam is full of oisius. The world is full of Isis. If the world is full of Isis, so wherever you are in the world, you really Bechol is Baruch. If you really Bechol is Baruch, that's the first Siman HaShulchan. Is that in Chiluk Aleph? The famous Rambam. And the Rambam, Shvisa Shem and Nevi Zomit. Ein Edoyna, a person b'fnei HaMelech, and when a person's behavior is shalai b'fnei HaMelech. Oba b'Melech Malcha and Rochim, that's the Pshat. Pshat is because b'etz on a tzifu level, why is Tako b'Reis as Barah? Because Pshat is that the whole world is a Hechol of the Malcha. So you're never going out of the king's palace. That's the Ramah, that's the side of Torah. That's the side of Halich HaSayin in the first Shulchan Aruch. Whole side of Shibis HaShem like the sun, this is Tako B'Reis of Ramah. Everywhere where you go, there's Isis of Torah. Everywhere where you go, there's Isis of Torah. So you're walking where people go, you're walking on the Echol of the Mountain. You're walking on the Echol of the Mountain. So you got to be Mechalik between the Melech Malcha, you know what you want to talk about. You're in the palace, you behave yourself. And eventually you're never walking out of the palace. But if a person is not a Pabai of it, then he doesn't feel it. He feels as he's never walked in. About PMS, the Chiyuv is to feel that wherever you are, you are in the Hechol of the Malka. You are in the of Malka. Because that's the whole sod. It's not Abba Kadosh Baruch Hu leaves the deer of the Tachtayinim. Why is a bunch of them the deer of the Hanukkah? The world is, because that's his Hechola. The world is full of the Aleph Beis. All the Mishkan did, all the Tzal did, he mamish made a model of it. He made a model of how the whole Briah should be looking like. He was Mitzarev Oisius Shnibra Ben Shemayim Ba'aretz. He took Oisius from everywhere. But he knew to be Mitzarev them, and he built a Mishkan. But the whole world is a Mishkan. How old is the Mishkan? So the Naina, that gives us some, listen carefully to this. This is the Ikatif. The Tifkat is the reason why, and that's why he started with the Melitza. A person who learns Torah Shalai Vishma, a person who learns Torah, Torah is Sama Chaim and it's Sama Mavis. Why is it so serious? So you're not learning Torah, so you're learning Torah, Chayis, and Narshal Lib, but why all the terrible things? And the answer is because any stiyah in Torah is a b'china of Adam Lichbesh Samalka Imi Baboyas. When you're learning Torah, you're going into the Melech's palace. If you're going into the Melech's palace and you don't behave yourself, so then it's a b'china of Adam Lichbesh Samalka Imi Baboyas. That's right, by Torah. So you start with the Melitza. The Melitza, Haravai, HaTorah should be the Melitza. The other Gemara name. If Shat is a person that's Torah with Daiva, what's the worst thing you can do in the king's palace? That's why guys in Chutzpah to build his own palace in the king's palace. The king wakes up one morning, he hears this building in his palace. He says, what? He says, well, Chayis, somebody who's crowned himself a king, next door your bedroom king, building himself his own palace. Chastam and Merido, Malchus, it's a guy in a mental home. I can live as in the Khmerid, the Gdazis, Tayar and Gdazis, the Gdazis, the Bechol of the Malka. Tamad Chacham is Bechol of the Malka. If he's Bechol of the Malka, he learns for Gaiva and he learns for Kamter. He's building his own palace in the Melech's palace. He's using the Melech's palace to crown himself a king. Somebody walks in, and a king from the Gdazis walks into a king's palace and says, hey, okay, you brush it, move aside. This is my palace. That's not the Tayar and Gdaiva. It's like I'm not bishop of Malka, give me my voice. That's something you're doing 100 miles away from the king, which is also moving into the mouth. You're doing that to have the Indian Babodis. You said that Malik is the ratio. He makes us learn Torah without being in the mind. About who is it said that God Noch Vesh is a Malik in the mind? Haman. Haman gave to the Malik. He's doing this Hanoi the Gatifkeit in the whole story of Adul Sesta. What's on Chanik and what's on Adul Sesta? The whole Indian, Achashverosh, the Megillah says to start, and what was happening, then they're rebuilding the second Beis Hamikdash. Achashverosh makes his own palace. He builds a palace in the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the greatest chutzpah. He invited the Yidden, and the Pagamit Neshamenim, the Sadasa Shel Achashverosh, means that you bring in the whole Malchus of Achashverosh was built in the Ribbono Shel Olam's palace. Every Melech Stam in the Megillah is what? Achashverosh. What's the Chachma over here? We're talking about Achashverosh, the Rosh Hashanah. So we're saying Behesta is the Ranchla. What's the Teres? The Teres is whose palace is it? Whose palace is this world? Whose Heichal is it? Every Melech Benister, every Melech Stam it says. Melech Stam means it's anonymous. Any anonymous Melech is Melech Malchus Nochi. The whole word of Chazal is that the Pagam was that somebody was building a Melech in another Melech. Al Pipshat, it's Melech Achashverosh, of Av Pnim. Where was he building his palace? He was building his palace in the Rabban Shalom, Zechol Hechel. That was a murder to be done. Esther said, Lech Knois. It's called take all the Yidin, it's about the Knesis and about the Midrashis. Take them, and they'll realize why did they do tshuva when they entered the Beis HaMedrash. Started learning in the Beis HaMedrash, they realized, Vivai. Only there have to be in the Echol and the Malka. That's why Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesis is called Ba'is. Beis HaKnesis. Beis HaMedrash. That's the base of Beis HaMedrash. It's you that when you're learning Torah, you're going into Echol and the Malka. It's not stammer. It's a base of Medrash. It's a base. It's the base from Bereshis Baruch Elokim. So Esther took them all to shul, and then they realized that they're in the Chol HaMalka. In Chol HaMalka, they realized that Achashverosh is stammer mechutzav, stammer meshugana. They're building a palace in the Melech's palace. So that's the shidduch between him and Haman. That's what he wanted to do. Who's the best at it? Haman. Haman is the best at building palaces in the Baruch Shalom's palace. He makes them know Torah whether you be the Lo Yare Elokim. In other words, Yaakov was an Ishtom, Yosheva Holim. Yaakov realizes that if you learn Torah, you're in, that's why it's a Yosheva Holim. He realizes that when you're learning Torah, you're in a Ba'as. You're in a Bissam English. And Yaakov schlepped that Razim down to Mitzrayim, and the Bricha Tichon and the Mishkan is coming with Yaakov. Yaakov is the Bechnis Mishkan because he was Yosheva Holim. Esau was an Ishtada. Ishtada means Chesada's Hefka. Targum is in the Gemara, if you believe it. It means Hefka is a Sada, Sada's Hefka. Vat Vasada Hefka is it's Hefka, everybody can own it. Really, this world is a Hefka. When you eat a meal, you eat a Shulchan Gavoya Kazakh. If you don't, it's a Chemes of Shulchan Gavoya Kazakh. Why am I eating in my own house? Why isn't it Shulchan Gavoya Kazakh? But the time is because this whole world is a Hechel. This whole world is a Bissam English. So when you're sitting in a world, you're sitting and eating a Shulchan Gavoya, you're eating a Bissam English. If you say it's the Retire, say the retire, why are you eating? So then you're in the Bissam English. If you're in the Bissam English, and I'm eating in the Bissam English. So say the retire at the table, the retire take you into the Bissam English, and then you're eating Mishulchan Gavaya. That's the time you make permission to break your office. You're eating Mishulchan Gavaya because you said Tyra. But if you didn't say Tyra, you're eating Mechanician Enem, so that's Mishulchan Shverish. It is Bechol Adamaka. You're not Makir it, and you're Bechina, building another palace, building your own table in the Achashverish.
Why is the
stack
still in
there,
if you don't learn Torah?
That's right. The stack of the rice of Bara Alma. So Al Pi Emes, the person has to. The whole Indian is Abba Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael Dior Tachtoyim. Because Al Pi Emes, Al Pi Pnim, is wherever you're going to Hechel Ad Melech. Pshat is what awakens you to be Margish that? What gives you the feeling that could be in the Rabban Shalom's palace? Not by learning Torah. And you know, when you learn Torah, you're Miskasher. You're Miskasher. And then you're in the Das. And then you feel you're in the Rabban Shalom's palace. Torah tells you that you're in the Rabban Shalom's palace. The guy walks into the king, he doesn't know what it is. He got lost and he walks into the king's palace. So he got lost, he doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know where he is. The first learns Torah. Torah guides him to know that he's being Chol HaDamalk. And therefore everything he has to do in Oifen of Shavisa Hashem and Yudhi Samad.
But if someone doesn't let Tzara Ramosh Shalai Shemaafi, he's building inside.
That's right.
So why is it like in the Hechol?
Because he's saying Oisis of Aleph Beis. And that is, the Ranjan is right there. As soon as you say the Oisis of Aleph Beis, Oisis Heim Hechol. So as soon as you say there's Oisis, the Shechon is there. The Shechon is in the Oisis. The Shechon is in the Oisis. It's like a base of English. So he built the king of palace, and you're sitting on the throne over there. Why did you say those words? To make a model for the Shekhinah, and you're pushing me out of there? You're building me a palace, and you're sitting on the throne? That's the whole gilui of Purim. Whole gilui of Purim. Shafra the Mbasik's marriage. Achashverosh, his palace. His Malchus. Whose Malchus is it? It's the Rabban Shalom, his Malchus.
It's showing you how much of a merit that was.
That's right. Showing how much it was building a palace in a palace. And that's the sod. Every Melech is the Rabban Shalom's palace. Rabbi Nishal, the Melech is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's put himself the whole time in the Rabbi Nishalim's Mokka. It's even deeper. Esther asked his Swuni the Doyers. It wasn't so pashut whether Megillus Esther was going to become one of the Choftal Tzvam. Kisuni the Doyers, Kisuni, make me a part of Torah. What's this whole Bira over here? That's the Bira. Esther Esther became Torah. The whole Megillus Esther became a chelik built in Nifrud of one of the Megillus of the Torah. Because the whole bearer was that when you learn Torah, you're building the Echon of the Malka. Building the Hanchana de Malkus, Esther asked, what did I restore? What was I zeichah to restore over here? That this world is the Hechel HaMelech. This world is the Hechel HaMelech. Hechel HaMelech Melech Noch. Achashverosh is a Meshuggah. He put himself on the Melech. We're going back to Melech Sam. Melech Sam is Melech Melech Noch Melech Noch. So Meira, what did she say? She says that if this becomes, this has to become part of Torah. Because this was Mevarer, that this world is the Hechel HaMelech. So maybe there was a bearer over there, and it became Kesuni Ledoyus. And the pasuk, and this means, and the pasuk, this was a Mechis Amalek. A parish of Mechis Amalek has to be a chelik, has to be a chelik in Torah, because Amalek is against the base of Rishus. You can't start this. You start the Torah off. So Sefer writes a whole Sefer Torah, misses out the first base. Can't use the Sefer Torah. Amalek Sefer Torah is without a base. You're not going into a bias. So Esther said, Milgilas Esther has to become a chelik of Torah. It becomes a chelik of Torah. You're going into Milgilas Esther. Another, you're going into the Hechel HaMelech. That's what she restored. Where all the halachas, Mitch Masechta, all the halachas are based on the basis of Megillah. Masechta is Megillah. Oh, she reestablished the bias. She took away from the bias of Achashverosh when they press on the press. It's not even a chutzpah, it's not even your Melchus. That's the whole gilui. Achashverosh is talking came from nowhere. Who's the Melchus? Who's Vashti? And who's Achashverosh? His father was in charge of the stables. He was in charge of the horses, the ferry. That's where he was. And his whole Melchus was, he puts himself onto somebody else's Melchus. That's what Achashverosh was. Came from nowhere, came from the street, came from the stable, and then he crowned himself a king, and he made a whole suit, and this in the end, the whole vat was Vaimik, to take away, to Chas Hashem, throw off the Chol of the Malka, Melech Malka, Melech Malka, Melech Malka, and to Imam made his own Malchus instead. That's his home was. He didn't come from the Mechametzah, Vashti came from the Mechametzah. So that's his whole Mahus, and that's what he did. So the whole Megillah says, the whole story of Purim is restoring the Malach. And that's where you find that Malach with that terrible chutzpah, Titus HaMelech. He went after into the Beis HaMikdash, Titus HaRasha from Rome, and he was Eva Averis, Eva Naroyas in the Beis HaMikdash. On a Sefer Torah it says, on a Sefer Torah he was Baal Erva in the Beis HaMikdash. He's Roim. Roim is Adam. Edom is Esav. In other words, what are they? Literally, Lichbosh of Samalka, Imi Babo is Mamish. That's what Titus did. That's the clip of Esav. Clip of Esav, he does the chutzpah. Esav, and that's what Rashi says there. Ambati Retachas. He does all the dangerous things. He jumps into the Ambati Retachas. He does the danger. He comes into the Hechel Melech, like Titus did. And that's Haman. Sachish version. Haman is the perfect Shidduch. Haman is the Nesinus Koyach. Haman is the Nesinus Koyach to take the Yidin out of that feeling and in the Hechel Melech. To be poigun that Indian, that Yidin should learn Torah without a hergish, without a hech, without a feeling that there's no hechel hamelech over here, and chashverish is the melech, etc. So mele his downfall is mamish agam lichbash shesamalka in the melech. After that downfall, Esther became chatetik, kiswini ledoyim. Let people learn me and going to the hechel hamelech. So that's the same thing, the same beginning of Chanukah as well. In a different sense, Dakas, take a look in. But Chanukah is also, how was the whole world? Ashkichan teresecha, alaveim echukir tzenecha. Take their bunch and learn Torah. We don't go into the Hechel HaMelech. They also came into the Beis HaMikdash. They also met Tam HaNishman. They also made Pirtzes in the Beis HaMikdash. But that was the vow. The vow was also such a type of machina. Don't learn Torah or feel, keep their bunch. Sometimes you can learn Torah, but you're not going into the Hechel HaMelech. Don't have Yir Shemayim. Don't have Yir Shemayim. So that's why Mitzvah Menorah is a din in the bias. Chayvus a bias. Chalikas. Chakira. Chayvus a little. Chayvus a little. Chayvus a bias. Chayvus a bias. So chayvus to make your house into a Mishkan. How? You light a menorah in your house. Where does the menorah come from? Bissam English. You light a menorah. So you got it. There's Bissam English. It's everywhere. Everywhere is a Bissam English. It's lighter than Pesach Pesach. Pesach Pesach is outside the house, but it's a din in the bayis. The way you light it, if you rush, you light it, it's a taka next to the house. If you taste it, you light it. And it's got to be nikkan, it's coming from the bayis. It's a moimik. Moimik is the bayis is mispashit. The bayis is mispashit everywhere. Menorah is from the Bais HaMikdash. Menorah is from the Bais HaMikdash. What are you bringing a Bais HaMikdash into the Shusar Rabbim? The Bais HaMikdash is a Rabbim. It belongs to the Rabbim. So say Chol HaDemalka. Everywhere is a Chol HaDemalka. You take the Menorah, and what's the Menorah? The Menorah is in Torah. So you take the Menorah outside, you're saying, Vila and Torah, the Bais HaMikdash is everywhere. The Mishkan walks with you wherever you go. It's Tavka the Menorah. Menorah, which is the Menorah, is in Torah. That's a Chavis HaBayis. In other words, the Chavis of Torah is to make a Bais HaMikdash. When you learn Torah. Where? In the Shus HaRabim. Take the Chutzpah that calls it a Rabim. And you invite the Chutzpah, making it into Yechidah Shalayna. Making it into a Das, a Makum of Das, a Makum of Yichud. And the Yichud to the Rebbeinu, to make it into the Shus HaYachid. Make it into the Rebbeinu's Bayis. It's privately owned. The whole world is a Bais HaMikdash, it's privately owned. A man's house is his castle. A man's house is he feels, ah, now I'm going into my own place. It's all your Rebbeinu Shlomo's place. Torah does that. Menorah does that. Take the Menorah, make a bayis into the street. Shabbos Malchus is a Rechina. You see the whole world becomes Rosh Hashayachid. The whole world, not Tam Rosh Hashayachid, Shabbos Malchus. The whole world is the Heichel HaMelech. The whole world is the Heichel HaMelech. It's Chanukah, it's Rechina, it's Chanukah, it's Rechina, Shabbos. One of the mitzvahs of the Masachim, one of the mitzvahs of the Yobayim. It's the Yobayim of Shabbos. Every word of Torah is the feel he goes into the Chol HaMelech, he's going into the Chol HaMelech. Basically, so much is spoken about, another by Torah. So much is spoken about Anova and Shiflus, the present gotten in Torah, that Kimi Seras Hashem, Seras Soy Chefze, that the Yichud comes Seras Soy, it doesn't come in Torah Soy Chefze, it's not a guy, it becomes Torah Soy, because Yishtek Guf. If you learn Torah, you call it a Malch, you learn Torah by Yichud. So the Yichud means that Yishtek Guf. Yishtek Guf means about the Torah Hashem, Kimi Seras Hashem Chefze. But if you learn Torah, you call it a Malch, you say it to Yichud and Zivuk, and Yichud the Bain Shalom, so it's then, the Bain Shalom's Torah is your Torah, There's no two nyonim over here. Because it's misachid, miskal, and yobayim shalom, and therefore it's a Torah so yek and yonim alayla. But nachas v'sham, that's why the whole yitzahar is to take Torah and to make Torah into a public company. So take Torah and some Torah mizach, some more tikkun achrayis. Imi b'boyis, lichpish, some malka imi b'boyis. Probably a pachad b'gizah.
We didn't take this hand in sector, we did the whole Gemara. Of Gaiva, like 15 members of Gaiva.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of them are Taira, Koshiska, Siruch, if you learn Taira, the feel of your Yikarim Imperium, you're not going to go away from
Gaiva. Torah is Mayim, Chalichim, Rokim, Gavoyim, Makim, Nomach, Torah is given in the Midbach. Any steer of Torah is Imi Gavoyim. Anything you do it Imi Gavoyim. Imi Gavoyim is Achaz Dome Elohomis. Achaz Dose Elohomis. Torah is Samachayim, Achaz Hashem, Samamavis.
But anything you do in the world is Behechel Melech.
Yeah, the Torah is Mamish. Torah is like a Bais HaMikdash. It's like saying when there was a Bais HaMikdash, outside the Bais HaMikdash is not the Rishus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In the Bais HaMikdash is a tangible Bechina. And there, there's no excuses. When everything's behester, so maybe it's behester. But the high madrigal is a bit confused. The shvi'is Hashem in the summer, but it's less dangerous because less is expected.
Even though it's a stack of berezes,
I love that. It's less. It's like a king's got a few palaces. One he lives in, and one he doesn't live in. And if you're married in the other one, you're the housekeeper in the other one. The king's never there before. But this is the one where the Rosh Hashanah says this is the Hechol HaMalka, and you can take a feel it because it's Torah B'Kedusha, you can feel it. That's Kula Yashua Sishchina. That's the Targum of the Mishkan, the Bismidosh. The Targum of the Mishkan says that you learn Torah, you're a coin. Midosh Yitiro, Mamlach is coin. If you learn Torah, you have a teaching.
A person learns Torah. So the Bechina is, he's mamish, there is a Mishkan around him. People learn Torah in Madrigal, there was a fire around him. There's something going on there, there's a Mishkan with him. There's a Mishkan in Mavado, and the Mishkan betachlis of Klaus, you want to be Klaiter, so it would be Mispasha to the whole world has become a Begilidik Mishkan. Who learns up because it stays a Hestadik Mishkan. The Hestadik Mishkan is not as delicate. Same with the king's galus if you're married against the melech. So then rather it's serious wherever it is. It's a person who's pregim or shvicha shem, where is it more sensitive? It's more sensitive about the king's palace. King can't demand people all over the world to stand there in war, stand there like a goyim. In his palace, that's what they do. His palace is only dalad al dalad, however big it is. It's only a percent of the malchus. The third is that's imi b'boys. That's why we should be fairish of the chinagun of a boys. So therefore, you're married anywhere. It's much more delicate. The king is going to be much more sensitive. Otherwise, as if a dog is married to a malchus. It's around the country. If you wave to the king, you're not married to a malchus. Over in the palace, you have to stand on the year of the pachad. I is a king everywhere. But imi b'boys is a special deal. Torah makes an imi b'boys. And for Mishkan, the Mishkan is with the Aron. The Aron, it's a Mishkan going with us wherever we are. It doesn't stand Torah with a Nova, it doesn't stand Torah. The discussion is through Wenchlein. Every word he says, he wants to be discussion with Wenchlein. And then feel that he's not having a Yichud with Wenchlein. And like we said, if he has a story like that, then he's Machadish Chidushim, because after Yichud, it's Pro-Ru. After Yichud, then it's Paris. And the person can mechadish mechadizah, and the Hilga Arizal couldn't write. He's mechadish so fast. He never left the yichud. His whole life was one big yichud. So he was mighty payers and payers and payers and payers and payers and payers and payers all the time. Look, my yichud and melech, the mighty payers. That's why I must take a chadish to come out.
It's not coming from a yichud. It's dangerous condition.
So you can see it. It's sensitive, you can see it. No question about it. Better a matla and shall I should see you can feel the everybody's in a dark of being a gala, doesn't mean anyone. However, according to the person you can see the Tyrese in the gala. Whatever, yeah. One doesn't have to see it from look at it from the such lili. It's not chiyuvi. You can see a person who learns Torah based kashrus. Tzadikim, Chazanish was a yid who was every flow of his blood and every chiyus and every nail was part of his Torah. If he had chiyus left in the toe, he'd carry on learning until there was no chiyus left in the chlal. So he was misachet completely in the Torah. Misachet, there wasn't a man. Every aver of his was kula meshubet to the Torah. These people, it's a good lachrais. That's his next paragraph. We just now said something very lofty, something very scary. What should happen by the Hamoy Nam? He's going to explain that to Hashem Nam Sunni when Kishagia, Hashem like a Chatira. It's possible. The Gilad 99, the Pirish, he stopped. The Pirush means he realized this is not the only And in other words, the king wants him to be in his palace. Because he knows you can't behave yourself on the first day. You don't know the Tachsisei Malchus, when you have to salute and when you have to do. See, so that's you learn the Shalai Lishma. The Tachlis is the reason, the Shalai Lishma, the Lishma. And the Maidah Chisayna. Oh, my soul.
Common denominator. The common denominator is Imi Baboyes. Good as a year is the good Lachrayes of Imi Baboyes.
We say a word of Torah. Shchina Kadosh is there. Year is the Mikdash. We say, we have to feel. Just a bit of Torah. Feel the coin. I need to take hold of the milk. In the hechel, let's be a mitzvah. Otherwise, every yeshiva is a palace. The question is whether you lock him in the bunch line inside. You're building palaces in the bunch line and you're locking the door. That's the whole song. Every melech stam is melech 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 melech. Because every time he proclaims himself a melech, his whole word was on the Melech, which means Rabbeinu Shalom, on the Melech Stam, you put in Melech as a
Bachashim.
That's the Dalek. I'm the expert at this. Living around and COVID is living in their Bunchland, oblivious to the world, we're living in the Yich of Bunchland. Haman's whole kind he tries to get Eden out of it. See, he was shoyled on people through him being Machshel, then they were thrown out, and then he could be in Taifa sort of. He's got no entry into the bias. He's actually, he gets till the ratios, till the letter base. Went to the bias. Amy Brocha begins with a bass. Amy Brocha begins with a bass. Amy Brocha, if you're saying words, it's a bass.